Vado,
good afternoon. My name is Dayo from Auburn University. I'm writing my master's thesis on life cycle assessment, basically.
Interesting. It's been a long time since I've worked in the life cycle assessment field specifically, but I'm glad to give you some insight from my side.
Okay, so basically, my first question is, what is your experience so far on life cycle in African countries? Like, for instance, maybe how many case studies have you done, or have you worked with other researchers on life cycle on African soil?
I know we've been working on life cycle analysis for a long time. It's been around since the early 90s, primarily with the University of Cape Town, and so on. At one stage, I was at the University of Pretoria, University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban. So it was mostly South African researchers that drove it in the 90s and into the early 2000s. We have had some interaction with colleagues in Mauritius and Kenya around doing life cycle analysis, but mainly Mauritius. I mean, they've been quite active. The other African countries, there was an African life cycle assessment network that we tried to establish in the early 2000s, around 2002, but it really never got off the ground. I think much of it has to do with, especially at that stage, it was difficult for electronic online communication and so on to be established. I mean, we tried to develop a life cycle analysis, a life cycle inventory database, but it was difficult. It was difficult. I forgot Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe was also Charles Mbala. He was also part of the African life cycle analysis network. But now he's based in the University of Johannesburg. So to answer your question, we've tried to do it with various countries in Africa, but at the end of the day, it's mainly, as far as I can see it, I know there's other people that have been involved in it, but it's mainly South Africans that are driving it, with some involvement with single individuals.
Okay.
For instance, in Mauritius.
Okay, basically you've answered my question 1B, which I wanted to say, which African countries have you conducted your studies on? So basically you've done it in South Africa and in Mauritius, basically.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay, so why do you think LCA is relevant in the African countries? Because, like, for instance, it's more of a tool they use in advanced country like not America, like Europe. So why do you think it's relevant to African countries?
Well, I think a big issue with LCA is why we've moved away from it to some extent is that it's very data intensive, and the kind of data that you require just isn't available. We've started, and there's some Swiss funding now to try and develop some generic databases for South Africa, but it's just very, very, because you need partnerships across private and public sectors to develop the necessary data. And what we've experienced here, it's not so dissimilar in other parts of the world, but especially here, people are reluctant to release environmental type of information, and especially the private sector, if they feel that kind of information could be used against them.
Okay, my third question is, which you've given me some insight into the third question. which I wanted to ask, as in which sector of the African economy is LCL most relevant to?
Obviously, it's driven by information requirements from European and other countries. So, I mean, Africa mainly exports mineral resources, and so the mineral industry, the heavy industry, that's been mostly involved in LCAs, our petrochemical industry, because obviously, I mean, if you go down the supply chain, so, I mean, you need diesel fuel, you need some fertilizers, all of those, so that kind of industry have been active with developing inventory databases, electricity, all of those things that are necessary, but ultimately it's been driven by things like minerals. So, to produce export quality platinum, you know, how much, well, what would be the life cycle analysis framework of that?
Okay, so my number four question is, in general, like, from the South African context, because most of your studies are done in South Africa, what are the major barriers that you face when applying life cycle in South Africa?
Well, the main barrier, like I said, is it's actually data data information on companies, specifically supply chains. It's also really difficult to, at the moment, the LCA framework is very much geared towards European priorities. So it's all about air pollutants and carbon dioxide and so on. And so certain environmental categories are very ill represented in the LCA methodologies, especially down here in South Africa. I mean, water is an example. So the LCA methodologies, as they are at the moment, is not at all geared towards water impacts, as well as land. I mean, land and water is important to us as Africans.
Okay.
We don't have concern with some of these air pollutants and stuff, but water and land is important, and those are not really reflected. So it's the data availability, the fact that we rely on data databases that are very European-centric, and yeah, the fact that not all the environmental concerns that are a priority to us are the impacted concerns.
Okay.
And then the other aspect is how to present the outcomes to policy and decision makers. It hasn't been as easy as in the European context, where policy makers understand the value of LCA or life cycle analyses. Here, policy and decision makers don't really understand the benefit as yet.
Okay, so like my number five question now is that, from your experience so far in doing LCA, how do you think these barriers in South Africa, how do you think they can be overcome to ensure sustainable practices in Africa, in South Africa, like from the South African experience so far?
Well, if it comes to data, I think, as an example, in South Africa, we have the Access to Information Act, which basically says that the private sector cannot withhold information from the general public. So, in my view, if from a top-down perspective, government should actually drive national level. We had proposed this many years ago, but nobody's picked up on it. To actually drive there's the development and establishment of national inventory databases. I mean, that is what is actually necessary. We haven't seen that at all. And similarly, you need a coordinated effort from a life cycle assessment community. And we tried that, like I said earlier, more than 10 years ago. It didn't work. I think it didn't work because we were too early. Maybe if somebody started that up now, it would work. But the first thing that's necessary is that, as an example, you have this UNEP life cycle initiative that we've all been part of. since its initiation in 2003 or so. And we've helped write textbooks and all the rest of it, but UNEP hasn't put pressure on our national governments to actually really participate in that process.
Okay, my number six question, you've given me some insights also into the question about talking about data. So like you said you faced challenges with like LCA is more data intensive and spatial data represented because most of the data they are like more of a European centric. So how do you obtain spatial data that is relevant to South African condition?
Well, you'll have to get information out of industry. And like I say, they're not really, or they're quite reluctant to provide information because it means that you need company-specific missions. We've attempted to do this through associations. So as an example, you'll have the Steel Manufacturing Association or the Paper and Pulp Industry Association. So that company-specific information gets sort of, how can I put it, diluted to an industry-wide. But the problem that you face in South Africa and many other African countries is if I tell you this is what the environmental profile looks like of the paper and pulp industry, well, you know what, there's only three factories. I mean, there's only three plants in the entire country. So what the profile is actually a reflection of those specific companies. And they get very touchy about that. One example I can give you, we did an LCA probably 2-3 years ago of packaging material in the beverage sector. And we required information of the plastics. And at the end of the day, there's only one company in the country that manufactures those plastics. And so if we had included company-specific information in there, it would be a reflection on that company. And there's still this perception that there's a risk that they will be perceived as environmentally bad. You know, if people actually see those environmental profiles, which in fact is true. I mean, they are. I think European countries that have, or companies in European countries that have gone a long way to improve the environmental performance are more willing to release the kind of data around the environmental practices and so on.
Okay. So looking at LCA like how would I put it, a method or a practice that is being transferred from advanced country to developing country. So what is your view on transferring LCA as a technology between developed countries and less developed countries? What is your view, your perception on that?
Sorry, perception of the LCA methodology or
also, LCA practice, transferring it from developed countries to less developed, like transferring it from Europe to Africa. Are you in support of that idea?
It is the principle, and we've been working with Europeans for more than 2 decades now. So, life cycle analysis is not rocket science. It's pretty straightforward. You know, I mean, there's all this talk about the software packages and so on. The best LCAs that I've seen is just done with the Excel spreadsheet. You need access to the data, and somebody just needs to. I mean, the ISO standard is there. It's not very difficult. It's just the question is the market for the LCA. Who wants the LCAs done? And we've had a very small market so far in Africa to do LCA.
Okay. So, when doing LCA, what are the key factors that has to be considered when diffusing LCA from developed countries to developing countries? Which factors, like, for instance, do you need to consider the policies? Do you need to consider the economy, the social factors? and which kind of things do you need to, what are the main elements you need to put into consideration, like from the South African experience now, what are the basic things you need to consider if someone is diversifying it, like an expat wants to transfer it from like Europe to South Africa? What are the basic things the person needs to put in consideration?
Well, it comes back to understanding the difference between our economy and that economy. So, and then what is important there is the profile of technology systems. So I'll give you an example. So, you know, a European will come here and plug in the European database on electricity, environmental profile of electricity consumption. I mean, obviously that is so far out. So that's why one of the first things we realized is that, I mean, in a country like South Africa where 90% of our electricity is based on coal, you know, it's, you have to actually go and develop sub-LCA models before you can actually start using LCA in general. And like I said, you also need to realize other environmental factors that are of importance here. So you have to adapt the life cycle inventory analysis and so on to the South African context. So for instance, water is just like I mentioned, is huge. The other one I haven't mentioned here, in the life cycle assessment community, the last time I published in the journal and so on. They did realize it. I don't know how far they've come down the line. I haven't looked at the journal now for a couple of years, but I mean, the social aspects are really not, you know, that's one of the reasons why we've moved away from life cycle analysis. It's not a very good framework for analyzing other effects like socioeconomic and and other social issues. Then purely, at the moment, I look at the life cycle analysis, it's purely an accounting framework across product and service value chains. And, you know, that, yeah, I mean, if you're going to transfer that from the kind of practice from Europe to Africa, one has to stipulate the shortcomings of the framework. And the shortcomings are that the technology systems that are in current software packages and so on are inappropriate for the African context. And one needs to realize that. And one also needs to realize that the current software databases and so on do not take into consideration those aspects that are priority to Africans.
Okay. So my third question now was from the technology transfer aspect is, was there any institutional collaboration between developed and developing countries in the study you performed? Like, for instance, did you work with any European universities or research center between maybe South Africa and Europe during all the studies you performed so far?
Yeah, continuously. So we've worked with the Dutch, we've worked with the Germans, academia, all the major LCA software houses have been active in South Africa. So start off with or the Ecke Milan group, which is French, but they far out away. We did some work with Simapro. There'll be some of the LCAs, but Simapro is good for products. It's not very good for processes. So in that regard, we've then moved over to Gabi, PE International, and we've worked with Stuttgart University and so on. And a lot of those European partners are still around. They come here at least once a year. I can, for instance, PE International has an office in Johannesburg. Simapro has a license agreement with one of the consulting services here in Cape Town. It's connected to the University of Cape Town. So, and then obviously we've worked with Australians in the past quite a bit. We've worked with authors in Harvard and so on in the US. some stage of my life. So, we've worked with overseas crowds, especially Europeans, for a long time.
Okay, so like the problems you encountered when doing LCA in South Africa, was it the same problem you encountered in Mauritius?
Yeah, very much so. I think South Africa is a long way down the line from Mauritius. Because what happened here is in Mauritius, it was primarily the academics that played around with it, whereas in South Africa, a lot of the industry guys also got involved with the LCAs and developed their own life cycle and analysis capabilities. South Africa is just a little bit more advanced, and that's it.
Okay, so what is the reaction of the major stakeholders when you perform the LCA in South Africa? Like, maybe the people did they embrace the technology, or did they have a negative reaction towards it? Were they anxious to use it, or the decisions you and the outcome of the LCA?
No, definitely they were not anxious to use it. I mean, like I said, only the reason why people have gone down this route to a large extent is because there's been pressure from the outside. So, I mean, if I look at all the LCAs we did recently, it's because there's pressures from Europe to understand the environmental profiles of our products and our services and so on. And that's really pushed the industry to do something. But there's been no drive from our government as a result.
Okay.
To do LCAs.
Okay, and did you encounter like economic challenges when doing LC in South Africa? Were there lack of funding and things like that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's improved somehow. Some of the latest studies, we managed to get a reasonable funding to pay for it, but in the early years, there just wasn't any funding available for it. It's, except if studies were done in-house. General, as it stands now, there's only, as far as I know right at this point in time, there's one or two consultancies that manage to make a living out of LCAs.
Okay. And basically, is there any government policy towards specifically, apart from the pressure from Europe, is there any government initiative towards environmental tools in South Africa?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a National Environmental Management Act, and the act does speak to the principles like cradle to grave and so on, which has direct bearing on life cycle analysis practices. It hasn't really manifested as yet. So black and white, on paperwork, it's there, but it hasn't really been enforced.
Okay. So basically, I want to thank you for granting me your time, for sparing me your time for the interview. Basically, that is all my question. And one last thing, are you originally from South Africa?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to thank you again, and that is all my question for now.
All right, well, all the best with the research.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Cheers.
Okay.